As we've been journeying through this second week of Easter, we're still in John chapter 3 with that extraordinary proclamation about being born from above. And it's almost as if, and Nicodemus was shocked by it, as we should be, the reality of baptism, which we are renewed in during this Easter season, this indwelling. It's almost as Jesus gives us a little bit of a hint of what it looks like to live out of that place of being a temple of the Holy Spirit, and gives us a couple pointers and a couple of ways for us to examine our lives in this Easter season. And recall yesterday he said, this is what it looks like. Just do what I do and don't do what I don't do in order to live out of the Spirit, which Jesus certainly did as the triune God. And yesterday it was, I didn't come to condemn, but to save. So it's this mission of restoration. And he says, I'm not about condemnation. And in fact, accusation is the work of the enemy. He is the accuser. He says, it's not my job. Very clearly, I did not come to condemn the world. We can get in theologically as to how that works if Jesus is the judge, but it's more so of, right, standing before him and then understanding all things. And we make the choice. Remember, we choose hell. He doesn't. His mission is one of restoration and salvation. And then today, it's interesting, as the apostles, we hear them being persecuted and challenged by the world. They were unfazed by what was going on around them, that they were so oriented to the things of God that they must have remembered when Jesus said, those who are from heaven speak of the things of heaven. Those who are of earth fixate on the things of the earth. And so as everything is crumbling around them, as they're beginning their journey of martyrdom, they're unfazed. Do what you got to do. I can speak of only one thing. Jesus, do what you got to do. I speak of heaven, not a head in the clouds, disconnected from reality type of overly pious living. No, the reality is, this is what I have to share with you. I'm not going to fixate on the things of earth, but I'm going to talk to you about the things of heaven. That means I'm aware of the things of heaven. That means I'm aware of what Jesus is doing in my life. I'm aware of what he's done, and all I have to offer you is that. What he's done and what he's doing right now, and that's what I'm going to talk about. When the world is pressing in around them. So living out of the Spirit of baptism in the Holy Spirit must at least look like these two things. A mission of restoration and not of condemnation. And the desire to speak of and be aware of the things of heaven, the things that Jesus is doing, has done, and not a fixation on the things of the earth. So if we took it as the negative, let's just maybe move away from this. Let's move away from condemnation. Holy cow, is there a lot of that going on? Open up your social media. Condemnation, condemnation, condemnation. Is that the work of Jesus? No! Fixation on the world, this is the world, it's all going on in the world. That's the news message. Condemnation and earthly things. I don't know that how that fits into the gospel. So, baptized Christians, Catholics, it's our call to work on the mission of restoration and to speak of the things of heaven. Isn't that a lot better? Open up your news feed and hear stories of restoration, redemption, and the graces and the workings of God and the Holy Spirit, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the love of the Father. Okay, I can live another day. This is good. The other option, sorry, sad. There's plenty of that going around. Jesus, help us to live what you modeled for us.